This is JIS News. Coming up, Evidence Special Measures Act now in effect. Health Ministry taking steps to maintain adequate water supply at health facilities, and over 70 Majesty Gardens residents graduate from educational training program. The news in detail after this message.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent, business networking opportunities with international industry experts, premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films for 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. The Ministry of Justice has announced that the Evidence Special Measures Act 2012 and the Evidence Special Measures Video Recorded Evidence Criminal Proceedings Regulations 2015 are now in effect. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Carol Palmer, says the legislation was brought into effect on July 2 and may be used in criminal proceedings before the Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, Resident Magistrates Court, Circuit Court, or any other court designated by the Portfolio Minister.
We're now going to be working now to allow for live link evidence as well as video recorded evidence in the courts. That will also reduce the cost to the justice system to bring in experts or to bring in witnesses from overseas when they can participate in the process from wherever they are.
It is expected that this legislation will reduce delays in trials due to the unavailability of witnesses to give their testimony in court and will improve access to justice in cases where victims or key witnesses are vulnerable due to their age or other relevant circumstances. The Ministry of Health has advised all regional authorities across the island to put in place the necessary measures to ensure an adequate supply of water is available at all health facilities. The move comes as the country continues to grapple with the effects of a prolonged dry spell and water restrictions. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says where possible, storage capacity will be increased at some facilities. He adds that arrangements have also been made for the trucking of water in the event of a shortfall. Dr. Ferguson is appealing to community members to refrain from removing water from storage tanks at their health centers. He's further encouraging persons to treat water before consuming. Water can be treated with household bleach or by boiling. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging several residents of Majesty Gardens and Andrew, who recently graduated from an educational training program, to become catalysts for development in their community. 77 residents of Majesty Gardens successfully completed various levels of the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning High School Diploma Equivalency HSDE program. The residents were enrolled in the HSDE program through the Majesty Gardens Community Development Education Program, an initiative of the Prime Minister, who is also a Member of Parliament for the community. The project is aimed at advancing the educational capabilities of persons in Southwest St. Andrew, which is home to several inner-city communities.
Education and prosperity go hand in hand. And when you have a determined people, they have challenges, some of them, but they never gave in. They never give up. They continue the process, and here they are. And you have created a flame in Majestic Gardens. Let it shine brightly, that it will light up the entire Jamaica.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. The Majesty Gardens Community Development Education Program was sponsored by the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, at $15 million. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is lauding the Chris Gayle Academy for its transformative work in using cricket to foster the personal and professional growth of disadvantaged youth. Through the academy, 22 young men were trained over the past year in cricket, academics, and life skills. They were also involved in a mentorship program as well as workshops on career development and health.
We are pleased with the principles upon which the training and development of our young people is built, and we partner and support anything that augurs well for the development of our youth through sports.
Minister Nita Headley speaking with JIS News ahead of the Academy's graduation exercise and fundraising dinner in Kingston Wednesday. West Indies cricketer and founder of the Academy, Chris Gayle, says the initiative has been doing exceptionally well and the funds raised from the dinner will go towards sustaining the program. The Chris Gayle Academy, launched in 2014, is an initiative of the Chris Gayle Foundation, which targets youngsters aged 16 to 22 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.